and Hooli Show.
Listoon, listoon, Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooli, how we doing? Great to be back here at the great Lizzie McNeil's.
Happy Easter, Skin.
Happy Easter and happy everything. Great weekend.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, 1450 on your AM dial. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at skinnyhooli.com.
So Hooli, I went to 8:30 Mass at Sacred Heart.
On Easter?
On Easter, yeah. So, and this Father Gallagher says Mass. And at the end of the Mass, he gives the blessing, says the Mass is ended, go in peace. And Terry McEldowney sings at the Mass.
Oh, good.
So he's in the back of the church at the choir, in the choir loft. And he says, Terry, what's going to be the exit song, or the whatever you call it, the...
Recessional.
So Terry gives the song, says we're going to sing this, and so.
What was it?
Anyways, he said, oh, before we sing it, though, I just want to congratulate everybody. There's a lot of new faces here today. Nice to see the church packed. This and for Mass on Easter, it's always good, and I just want to tell everybody, we'll look for you at Christmas.
Oh, McEldowney said that?
Oh, yeah. The whole place went up for grabs. We'll see you at Christmas.
Good for him.
So he's anyways, right. I thought it was kind of funny. Yeah. Good way to end Mass. And you know Terry, he's hysterical.
I know him well.
Yeah.
He's terrific, yeah.
He is.
Wrote the Southside Irish and sings it.
Yeah, he does, and he's doing good.
Well, Skinny, we have a great guest today.
Speaking of Mass.
He's been on the show several times. Father Pat McDevitt from DePaul University, associate professor, but also was the... Who were you?
I was the president of All Hallows College.
In Dublin?
Drumcondra.
Yeah. What's Drumcondra?
That's Dublin. That's the area in Dublin.
Oh, okay.
On the north side.
And you had the pleasure, pain of, you put up the Sheehan Brothers, I guess, one weekend.
It was a great weekend. Yeah. They're still talking about it.
Yeah. But that was a cool,
that was a great place.
You were running the college there.
It was a cool gig. Yeah. And I have to say, you know, it was almost 6 years ago when I was on the show, and you guys were terrific in helping us plug two fundraisers here in Chicago for the college that were both very successful. So
were they?
Have a great debt of gratitude to both of you. Because almost 6 years ago.
Were they getting a lot of students from the USA?
They were getting some, but the support that we got from Chicago was just terrific.
Boy, I wish I had thought of that when I was applying to colleges when I was...
It was a great place, and again, it's going well. It's under Dublin City University now, and it's all,
Is it still called All Hallows?
Yeah, it's All Hallows Campus. And it's historic.
But it's not Catholic anymore, is it?
It's not Catholic, no. Okay. It's state-run and state-owned. But all the all the legacy of the history there is there, and the chapel is being used.
Oh, I heard it was terrific.
It's all great. And it's still being used well. So, and again, I really thank both of you for... I mean,
Are your folks from Ireland?
No. My grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up on the southwest side, and born. Matter of fact, remember old Columbus Hospital?
Sure.
That's where I was born, and so I grew. First couple years of my life were on the west side. My folks were formerly Westsiders.
Yeah.
And then we moved to the southwest side around Midway Airport.
What parish is that?
St. Daniel the Prophet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and near Central and Archer.
And then you went right into the seminary out of eighth grade?
Out of eighth grade.
Yeah, you were telling me when I was in eighth grade, they brought a bunch of us out there to the Vincentian Seminary, and it was like summer camp. And
they recruited me with basketball.
Yeah.
That's why I went.
That's
great. Because I knew I could make the team.
And where is it? It's in Lamont?
It was in Lamont. It's gone now. I mean,
it seemed so much farther when we were on the bus going out there.
It was the country. I remember driving out there with my parents, you know, and it was only, it takes now a half hour, but it felt like, but when you, anytime you went, past the city limits at one, you know, in a day.
Seemed forever.
Yeah, it was like, you know. So.
I went out there when I was at Quigley. We went out
there. Oh, did you?
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. You probably played us in basketball or soccer.
We did. We did.
Yeah.
We went and played basketball, and it was a trip.
Skinny, were you
but
on the...
Of course, I was in a covered wagon going out
there. Were you on the Quigley basketball team?
No, but I went to all the games. I knew all the guys that played.
Okay. Were you a cheerleader for the... You know, get a big Q on your shirt?
Yes. I got a Q with a big gramophone, you know. With a
a cheerleading letter.
Yeah. Something to
be
proud of.
So you've been back here 2 years.
2 years, yeah, and I still, you know, go back and forth. And,
oh, dear,
I'm involved with a couple charities, this one, Child Vision, and the other thing is in May I'm doing some fundraising for the Sisters of the Holy Rosary, who are Irish missionary sisters who served in Africa. And when they, you know, I'll be doing some fundraising there. So I, you know, I have, you know, as one person says, you know, once the Irish get their tentacles in they never let you go.
And you don't want them to.
No, they're great. And I love the country and I love the people and the culture. And so I work with two charities, this one.
How long were you living in Dublin?
Over 4 years.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. So I was.
You know who I talked to today? I was on the phone with Mary Davis.
Oh,
from the international, she's the new head of all the Special Olympics around the world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
she ran for president there. Yeah. She was. We're going to have the 50th anniversary here in Chicago next year.
Well, terrific work. God,
she's terrific, lady. Though, yeah, she's terrific.
So,
what do you do at DePaul, Pat?
I'm a professor, and I am a psychologist, and I teach psychologism. Psychology. Listen to me. I teach
psychologism.
it's been a long day. I teach assessment, and I'm a psychologist, so I teach. Yeah.
So. And how many? Do you have a heavy load of classes? Or?
Yeah, I teach full time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. That's great. Yeah.
I love it. No, I love education.
You would
never
run. You'd never run out of work out in our neighborhood. School and I's neighborhood.
Yeah,
right?
All the psychology stuff. Yeah, just
there's so many crazy people out there.
Now, when did you go? Just 2 years ago you went back, yeah.
Oh, no, I've been, I mean.
No, I mean to DePaul.
To DePaul, I've been back 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
Because
I keep reading about all the college campuses these days are nuts, and they all want safe spaces and all this goofy stuff. And what's
all from the media.
What's your take on that?
You love my take on that. Well, you know, we educate people to be in the world and to manage the world, you know, and I mean, my goal is to educate leaders who can deal with the realities of our times. And it is tough times.
Yeah.
But I always feel like even with my students, I teach graduate students. And I said, you know, we want you to get out there and to find out what's out there. But the safety net you have is my support and our support. That's your safety net. And you'll always have your safety net with us in terms of our support as an alumni even.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so... you know, it is. I mean, leaders today need a different skill set to manage the craziness, as you mentioned. It's not just in campuses. It's
everywhere.
And so, but you know, I'm hoping that yes, we give students the support they need to manage and to become who they need to be.
You know who is a friend of ours, and she's been on the show, is Jeannie Lenti Ponsento.
Yeah, she's terrific.
She's quite a character.
Yeah, she's a long time DePaul. I mean, she's an alum of DePaul.
Yeah.
I mean, and matter of fact, she lives in my grandmother's old house.
Does she really?
Which is on the corner of Belden and Kenmore, right across the street. That's
nice.
Yeah. So when we moved to the southwest side, my grandmother moved a little east.
Yeah.
You know, and she had a rooming house for men. right across. One of my favorite stories, if you don't mind, about my grandmother and DePaul.
What was your grandmother's name?
Grace McDevitt.
Okay, McDevitt.
And so Comerford O'Malley was the president. And,
of DePaul.
Of DePaul at the time. And she was getting city inspectors on her house. And, you know, because she was in violation. You couldn't have a rooming house for men.
Sure.
You know, even in the 60s and 70s when she had it. And, you know.
The 1960s and 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so these were, she had 14, she had.
I don't know, it was his grandmother.
How old do you think I am?
Sorry. I was around in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I think we were both around the same time, Uli.
Okay. the 1960s and 70s.
So she had a rooming house in the 1960s
and
70s.
Yeah, so she had 14 men in this house in little bitty rooms. But anyways, she was sure that, that he was, because, DePaul wanted to buy up that property and all that.
Yeah.
So she went and had a talk with the priest, all right? And so we never heard of the outcome of the thing, but we always knew that she gave him a few words, and he gave her a few words.
Oh, really?
So years later,
they wanted that property.
After she died, he asked me what my name was, I was already ordained. And I told him, and he goes, "You have people around here, don't you?" And I said, "My grandmother, Grace." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." He said, "How is she?" I said, "She's been dead many years, Father." And in great Irish style, he says, "She was a fine woman, you know." And I thought to myself, you know, she was a tough old. And that house is still there. So Jeannie lives in my grandmother's old house.
You have deep DePaul roots.
We consider St. Vincent's our parish. My grandparents were buried from there. My parents were buried from there.
Yeah.
So way back in the 1860s.
Sorry. Doesn't seem that long ago. All right, so what's going? You have something going on at the parish.
What's his name? Joe, wait a second. Other thing. We've had the women's coach on, too.
Bruno. Doug Bruno. He owns a piece of this joint.
Bruno was my coach in high school. It was his first gig.
No kidding.
After he graduated.
Out at St. Vincent's?
After he graduated from DePaul, he got a job. I think I was a junior in high school, and he came out and he was our coach for a year. And we know each other very well. We've known each other for years. But again, one of my favorite things about Doug Bruno, he taught English. Okay, and so as juniors, we were going through English literature, and he was asking us what our feelings were and about this, about these pros, and da 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 da. And then he got us on the basketball court, and he wasn't asking our feelings anymore.
Yeah.
So he was a great guy, great teacher, and he's a terrific coach, and what a great example of.
Well, his cousin isn't Johnny Wren his cousin?
His son owns part of this bar.
Oh, is that right?
Brian or Kevin.
Bruno,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Bruno boys are always in here.
Yeah. He had five boys, I think. Yeah,
he does. He has five boys. Okay. And we've had him on the show. And he also was the assistant coach of the Olympic team.
Oh, that's right.
He won a gold medal.
He's a great guy.
And he's a really good person. And
Who's DePaul's basketball coach now?
What's his name?
Meyer's not there anymore.
Back in the 1860s.
Yeah. No. What the his kid? What was his kid's name? Joey.
Joey Meyer. He's not there anymore.
He was treated shabbily, I thought. Well, Joey Meyer. I can't say anything.
Okay. Lato. Lato is.
Oh,
our coach.
Sure.
Coach Lato. I had to think for a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, are you guys part of that thing at McCormick Place, the new cool.
Yeah, hopefully
the
that'll
new stadium.
Hopefully that'll build the south side of the city, and you know, that's, I think it's going to be a good thing for
it's
that area.
Great.
I mean,
for
that area
and
needs that, and so.
And that's where DePaul's going to play their games.
Yeah, that's going to be our home.
Cool.
Yeah. I think it's terrific.
I think they got the
L station there.
Yeah.
The kid that worked for me, David Kennedy, is in charge of that.
Oh, is he really?
The new DePaul Center. Yeah. David's a great, great kid. He worked for me in special events in the mayor's office.
Yes.
Terrific, terrific kid. And you got McCormick Place. They're going to use it all the time.
Of course.
Right now, McCormick Place, this last weekend, they just had this huge volleyball tournament with volleyball players from all around the country.
Yeah.
And they put it in the halls, which is great. But with that place, you could put, like the finals and all that stuff in there. Yeah. And there was thousands of kids that came from around the country, but it would really be neat.
What happens to Alumni Hall now?
Alumni Hall is long gone.
Is it really?
Alumni Hall was torn down about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And we put, not even, less than that, less than, about 12, 15 years ago, and we built the student center there.
Oh.
And then, so that's
played on the Horizon,
gone.
Right?
Been the Horizon, yeah. Or yeah. Right.
Is DePaul the biggest Catholic school in the United
States? The largest Catholic university in the United States.
Is it really?
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have been for maybe almost 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And St. John's University in New York is also Vincentian, and it's the second largest.
They got a pretty good basketball team, too.
They do.
You know, and now you have Goodman School of Drama went into DePaul.
Long time. Back in the 1860s.
Well, I went to the Goodman in 1973. So.
Are you from Goodman?
Well, I was there for a semester.
Okay.
I
got a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I had a cup of coffee. Okay. I've had a cup of coffee at a lot of places. But I remember reading about it, that they moved the whole school.
That was great. Have you seen our new theater school on Racine and Fullerton?
No.
Oh, it's terrific. It's state of the arts. It's probably now about 7 years, you know.
That's great.
So, yeah.
And so the kids do their shows there.
They do.
Because they used to do them also at the Blackstone Theater. They would do them too.
That's right. Yeah. No, they do it right there. And it's if you ever get on campus,
it's a
great I'd love to give you a tour.
Actors. Yeah, I would like that.
State of the arts. Sure. And they you can, you know, even from the street, you can see them build sets.
Yeah.
You know, and all
cool.
It's very cool. Very cool.
So tell us about what's going on, the blind tradition.
Right. Catholic Child Vision is a school that was neighbor to me at All Hallows. They were right across the street.
Child Vision.
Yeah. And they had been neighbors to All Hallows for about 100 years. And they'll tell you themselves, it took a Chicago guy to come over. And I said, what are you guys doing here? And so we became great partners. And when
you went over and investigated
there. It was one of the first things I did. Yeah. And when we were I went over there in the midst. I knew it was in the midst of a very great financial crisis that we had in the college. So they helped me in terms of some of my operational functions. You know, grass cutting and gardening. They took it on, and in terms of almost mere fraction of the price that I was spending.
Great.
And then during the time I was there, there was a great rain, and you know that took out old Cleary's department store, and it was a terrible rain.
Yeah, I remember Cleary's.
Yeah, and so the school they have a high school right there on campus, Rest Mini School, which is also for children.
Kids.
Yeah. And that just became unable to function because of the rain.
Yeah.
So they came over and said to me, can you help us? And so we built border cabins on our property. And so we brought them all. And then, matter of fact, the high school kids are still on the college campus.
Oh, that's great.
And so there was just a great sense of partnership and between the two. The other thing I noticed about this organization is they took on not just children with sight impairment, but also developmental impairment. So there's children with intellectual disabilities and such. And what I was really impressed with, they were very much about standards that would meet or even exceed the United States. You know, so they went beyond the state's expectations. Uh-huh. And I just love their spirit. Now they get state funding, but the state funding doesn't cover it because, again, they want to exceed expectations. They, in terms of the programs they do for parents and these kids, and so they've never had a fundraiser in the United States. And so they approached me and they said, you know, no better place than Chicago because Chicago loves the Irish.
Absolutely.
And they also knew about our fundraiser here.
Right.
And so because, you know, when you get good friends like that, I would do anything for them.
Good for you.
Because they're terrific and they do terrific work. And, you know, we'd like to get a good, you know, good turnout for them. Again, this concert, Liam Lawton is an Irish priest who that's what he does full time. He goes around and he does concerts, and you know his music is both secular and religious. He's a terrific fellow. Matter of fact, a very good friend of All Hallows when I was there. Knew him well. He did a number of concerts. He's great. He writes his own songs, and he's very well known in Ireland, and he's very well known in the United States among church musicians here.
Liam Lawton.
Yeah. And then they also have this young girl,
Amy Campbell.
She's you know, sight impaired.
16 years old.
She's one of their alums. She's one of their kids.
Oh, okay.
And she's coming out. And
she's a piper.
She's a piper. Yeah. And but besides the great music that's there, and it's going to be a free will offering. It's a free concert. Is to meet these terrific people from Child Vision. I've grown to love them. They're my dear friends, and I brought my dear friends to Chicago.
Is it in the church?
It's in the church, St. Vincent's Church, on Webster and Sheffield.
Beautiful church.
Beautiful church. Great church.
Yeah.
So Yeah, and again, you guys are very always good
it's
about
it. It's on the 29th.
Is 29th, and it'll be at 7 p.m.
What's that, a Saturday?
It's a Saturday,
Saturday
yeah.
night. Yeah.
Saturday night. And it should be a beautiful evening. And
isn't there a reception beforehand or something?
There is.
Like that?
There's a 5 o'clock reception.
Is that open to anybody, the reception?
If any of your people want to come, okay. I will definitely open the doors for them. Okay. All they have to say is Hooley and Skinny, and that's
good.
Their ticket. Uh-huh.
That's at 2233 North Kenmore.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, and it'll be just, you know, it'll be a cocktail hour, and, you know, so, yeah, we're very hospitable. It's the Vincentian residence that's doing the hosting.
Now, does Amy, or do her parents come with her, or is there, like, somebody who comes with
her?
Yeah,
the staff of Child Vision.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The executive director and the director of development and a number of staff people are coming out.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So. And maybe that could be an annual thing, you know?
That's what we're hoping. And, you know, and this is one way that, you know, I feel I can keep a connection, you know, with Ireland, which has been so good to me.
Yeah.
And you know, and my experience at All Hallows taught me that, you know, because, you know, All Hallows was a place to train priests to serve in the United States, okay, and an English-speaking world. And I really realized by going there how much the Irish gave to the church in the United States and how much I believe we need to now give back, you know, anytime they've, you know, because they've given, in, you know, dioceses like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York.
Francisco, Boston.
All of them. And, you know, and so it's, you know, these are moments that we can give back. Because, you know, living in Ireland, I realize, you know, it's a very small country and it's, you know, it's a great country. And yet, you know, it can't do it alone. And,
right.
And we have such an affinity
and
with
for any Irish Americans, it's our kind of our duty to give back to the old country.
I agree.
You know, if you look at the history of Chicago, which is similar to so many of those other cities.
Yeah.
They came here and they built all these parishes and schools and all the immigrants that came. You know, St. Pat's has got such a great history. But that's when they came here, you went to the church for everything.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Found you jobs. They took, you know, fed you, did whatever had to be done. And they educated thousands and thousands of immigrants.
Absolutely. So
you know, I want to tell the story. There's an old story about a group of monks in Ireland who had, what do you call that, an abbey.
Yeah.
Who's the big shot at the abbey?
The abbot.
And they all had to take a vow of silence.
Yeah.
They could only speak, every 10 years they were allowed to speak two words only. And there's one guy who's not enjoying it so much, and they bring him in after 10 years, and they say,
okay,
all right, you've been here
10 words.
You can say your two words. And the guy says, food bad. And the abbot says, oh, you don't like the food, do you? Well, you can come back, and you can tell me all about it another 10 years. He goes back, and 10 years later, the abbot brings him back. He goes, well, what do you have to say for yourself now? You can have two more words. And he goes, bed hard. Oh, you don't like the accommodations here, do you? Well, that's too bad. You just stay there for another 10 years. And he brings him in. All right, you've been here 30 years now. What do you have to say for yourself? He goes, I quit. Well, no wonder you've done nothing but complain since the day you got here. I just thought of that.
That is good.
That's my Irish monk story. Anyway, everybody get out there the 29th. That's Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Saturday. April 29th.
At St. Vincent's. Here's the phone number to call, 312-757-9961. Or you can contact Father Pat at pmcdevitt@depaul.edu.
It's really pmcdevitt1.
Oh, okay.
@depaul.edu. It looks like MCD Devil, but it isn't.
It does.
It's a 1, not an L.
And it's at St. Vincent's Church on Fullerton and...
No, Webster and Sheffield.
Webster and Sheffield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday, April 29th, 7 p.m.
Church.
Amy Campbell and the famous
and
Liam
support.
Lawton.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Father Pat as
well. I'll be right there.
He'll be there.
Great.
Say
and
hello.
All they have to do is to mention your names, and we'll offer them
a
drink.
Yeah. Oh, good.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you so much, Father Pat.
Thank you.
Come
so
back
much.
Anytime,
and again,
pal.
Thank you for what you do for the community.
Yeah. Oh,
we
sure.
Really appreciate it.
Okay, pal.
Right.
God bless.
Right.
We'll be right back
Bye.
On the old Skinny and Hooley Show. These messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come set you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I am in love, I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast. It's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I am thinking and wishing Gordon here. I wish I was away in England, oh, far across the briny sea, sailing o'er the deepest ocean, where love nor care may bother me. I wish I was in some lonesome valley, where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds do change their voices, and every moment a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. Why I am slighted so by thee.
We're back on the old Skinny and Hooley show, having
How about
a blast.
Father McDevitt,
oh, what a good terrific guy.
Terrific guy.
He's a good guy.
God, he's got a great sense of humor, and he's
fun.
Does,
yeah. It's too bad he doesn't have All Hallows anymore. That was a good out, because you stayed there. And
fabulous.
It wasn't expensive, right? And you know, but it's right in the middle of Dublin and everything.
Oh my gosh, it was a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah, but those days are gone. Always looking for an angle. But hey, we're going. Speaking of that, well, we can talk about our trip to Ireland on the next break. But Skinny, you know what? I got to tell you, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue on the Old South Side, and I walk by Ken's, Wrong's, Hart's, Ernie Hill's Great Irish Saloons, see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?"
Hooley, Austin Corcoran died. He was a detective in the city of Chicago, a former Marine Corps veteran.
Big boxing coach with Pickle.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, that's how I found out about it.
Beloved husband of the late Cecilia. Loving father of Donald, Chicago Police Department. Maureen. Scott. Kenneth. Oh, you got it all over here. But anyways, this
bigger
guy was
type.
This guy was, you know what, he was from the parish actually next to Father McDevitt. He was buried out of St. Mary's Star of the Sea.
Oh, sure. Great parish.
Holy Sepulchre Cemetery. But he's a member of the Knights of Columbus, the Elks, St. Jude. he was very involved in the neighborhood, very involved in all kinds of things. And I didn't know he was a friend of Pickles.
Yeah, he was a big bat. You know what he used to coach? He used to coach that Battle of the Badges. Fireman versus the policeman. I guess he got involved with there. And he was a big Marine Corps and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right, but he was a retired detective a long time ago. So God rest his soul.
Yeah. Okay, Skinny, Eileen M. Collins, 89. Beloved wife of the late Richard Collins and the loving mother of Michael, Kathy, Rose, Dan, Stephen, and Christopher. Does he have a connection to Ireland here? No. Oh, yeah, her parents were from Kerry. Eileen's parents were from Kerry. And you know where she was waked, Skinny?
She was waked at Sheehy's.
Where all the right people go. Okay.
Yes.
God rest her soul, Eileen
and,
Collins.
Patsy Jamison, 85, from Freeport, Illinois.
Oh, that's Gerks McCarthy's sister.
Exactly. Yeah. Formerly from Chicago. Patsy lived her life for her family. She had an infectious laugh and a smile that could light up a room. She was very passionate about her Irish heritage, loving Irish music and Irish dancing. She would be greatly missed by her friends and family. So Gerks was a friend of ours, and we known
terrific
him for a long
guy.
Time. In
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport. Yeah. Great guy. The mass, of course, was at Nativity.
A Nativity,
you know,
of
on 37th
Lord.
Street.
Yeah.
And she was laid to rest in Resurrection Cemetery. So say a prayer for Patsy Jamison.
Great name. Wonder if she's any relation to Julia.
I'm going to have to check that out.
God rest her soul. Okay, Skinny. Bridget Rose O'Leary, formerly of County Monaghan in Ireland, probably knows Sorka Hand's parents. A beloved wife of the late Patrick O'Leary and the mother of Michael, Dr. Patrick, Mary, Paul, and John. What else do they have here about Bridget Rose O'Leary? She was from County Monaghan. God rest her soul. She was forever missed and always in our hearts. I guess they had her wake already. So God rest her soul, Bridget Rose O'Leary.
You know what? I want to mention something else, too. Jerry Tokars passed away. He was a coach at De La Salle. Mr. De La Salle.
Mr. De La Salle.
For over two decades. He went to Mass every day. He was very religious, but he had a great influence on so many people, so many guys that he coached on the South Side. He also coached a couple other places, but his big thing was when they went to the 1977 state tournament and they defeated Isaiah Thomas and St. Joseph's in the super sectionals. They beat him at the end of the game, and they didn't win the state championship, but they came in second place. But anyways, Jerry Tokars is a great guy. He was known as Mr. De La Salle. He also coached at Leo High School, Richards High School, Moraine Valley Community College. He coached LaRue Martin, who's a Chicagoan, who was the first draft pick in the 1972 draft, the NBA draft. And he also coached another guy by the name of Mayor Daly.
Richard Daly. Really?
Yeah.
Did Richard Daly play basketball?
Yeah, he was a lights player. He was a good basketball player.
Oh, lightweight.
Yeah,
okay.
Lightweight. So anyways, he coached for many, many years, and he's going to be missed. Jerry Tokar is a very, very good guy. Very well known on the South Side. Very well respected. So say a prayer for Jerry.
Skinny James Patrick Daly, 98 years old. God bless him. Native of Knocknacanallert, Ballyhar, Killarney, County Kerry. Beloved husband of 62 years to Mary Patricia, and the father of the Honorable Noreen Daly, you know her, the judge, and John Daly.
I went to this wake.
Did you?
Yeah, he was a horseshoer.
The blacksmith for the city of Chicago for 67 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The blacksmith.
And he was very
close. In other words, he shoed the horses.
Yeah, he was very close to Dave Cahill. His wife ran the Rosa Tralee for many, many years before Mary,
really? Yeah.
Mary Kay.
Yeah.
And just a terrific Irishman. And
his wife was Mary Patricia. She was Sullivan. That's Mike Sullivan's
And we were on our last trip to Ireland. We were going down a road, and somebody said, that's the Daly's farm.
No kidding.
We went right by it in County Kerry, so it was terrific. But I remember, and I saw the pictures there. But Jim Daly was a terrific, terrific guy.
67 years, independent blacksmith. That's amazing. Member of the Cary Social and Benevolent Association. And a long time
volunteer. Very involved with everything. Yeah. Dan was Irish. He was from Queen of Martyrs Parish. Great, great guy, though. So, and Jimmy Riley. You know, you've met Jimmy Riley and his wife. And Noreen is...
But this is Daly.
Daly, I mean, but she's married to Jim Riley.
Oh.
Noreen is, yes. Yeah, so, great people. Just a
film. Noreen the judge is married to... Oh, there is Jimmy. I know Jimmy.
Yeah.
Skinny, and he was waked at...
Sheehy's.
Where all the right people go. I love doing that.
Exactly.
So God rest his soul, Jim Patrick.
He will really be missed. Great friend of Cahill's, and I talked to Cahill. Was at the way. He was waked Easter night, which was, I was kind of surprised.
You know what? You want to hear a funny story? He was listed also as, the wake was at Curly's on 111th Street.
Yeah.
But Sheehy's did the whole thing. So I called Sheehy's today. I said, hey, I got some conflicting reports here about James Patrick Daly. And they said, well, we did it, but we rented out Curly's because of the location. I said, well, they did that when my brother died. You know, you'll go and you'll say, Sheehy, take care of it, but I want to be closer to Ken's, which is right across the street from Don Ellen's. And so they did it.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's a funeral parlor still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you work with each other.
Right, exactly.
That's another reason why Sheehy's is great.
Right.
All right, so God rest his soul. James Patrick Daly, 98 years old. What a run.
And his wife is still alive, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. We can close up the crypt now. And... we need to take another break, but we're having a great time here, and everybody having a great Saturday out there in Chicagoland. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together, and as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know, you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
It's a great party. It's wickedly funny. It's roisterous and boisterous. It's a hoot. It's one of the funniest shows in town. What is it? It's Flanagan's Wake. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Flanagan's Wake returns to Chicago.
Making Chicago laugh since 1994, Flanagan's Wake is now running every weekend at Chicago Theater Works at 1113 West Belmont. Flanagan's Wake takes us to the fictional town of Graplin, Ireland, where local roustabout Flanagan has died. We'll meet a zany cast of characters, including Fiona Finn, Flanagan's spirited fiancé of 22 years, Brian Bally Bunyan, his best friend and drinking mate, Father Damon Fitzgerald, the ornery parish priest, Mayor O'Doul, the town mayor and bartender, and don't forget Flanagan's mother, along with a gaggle of goofy mourners paying their respects to the deceased and the great tradition of hitting the pub right before the wake. Flanagan's Wake is performed in the irreverent, improvisational style that won it rave reviews in Chicago. Much of the hilarity is created as the cast and audience interact, each offering stories about Flanagan himself and Where's the Money, with tall tales and rip-roaring songs. Spontaneous improvisation guarantees that no two shows will ever be the same. It's improv. Got it? Get it. Go see it. Flanagan's Wake this weekend at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. Call 312-391-0404 or go to chicagotheaterworks.com for more info. For tickets, call 312-391-0404. Oh, for the love of God, it's funny!
Holy, you know, hey, you know that village is right next door to me.
I know, but we're talking about Flanagan's Wake right now.
Oh.
What a show, what a show, what a show. And it's a big hit. And
so terrific, I heard.
I don't have the number, but if you call... You heard the number during the spot. You tell them Radio
off.
Yes. 10 if you want 10 bucks off.
Yeah.
And that's
just
all
call there and tell them Radio 10. And,
I have the number. $10 Maybe off. I'll get it on the next break. But a great show. And we're very proud to have them as sponsors. Our pal Bill Collins. And we had the girl. What's her name? She had the Italian name, Bonifazi.
Anyway. It was Joey Buttafuoco.
She was terrific. She also plays the Fiona Finn, the 30-year fiance of Flanagan.
Right, yeah. Right. She was great.
So get over there and see that. But, Skin, I want to tell everybody, don't forget that you and I are going to Ireland with a big group of people.
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me about that, Holy, and I tell them, you know what, I went to breakfast with... my brother Joe and John and my sister Eileen and Mary.
Joe the Moose. Yeah.
And just, you know, this morning they were talking about it. I said, you know what? You know, I don't push it on them. I said, you guys, if you want to go, just, you got to, Mary was there. Mary raved about it.
It's okay to push it on them.
But Mary raved and John raved about it.
Well, Mary's been there and John's been there.
Yeah, and they just said, you know, you'll just laugh from the, we laughed from the airport.
All the way.
Freddie at the airport last year.
Oh, Freddie was the best.
He's,
he coming?
As soon as he's, I don't think so. He was putting sandwiches in his pocket at the airport.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Because they were free in the lounge.
Yeah. And Holy, I know you were upset because he took a couple out of your pocket.
I like free stuff. I'll admit it.
No, it's terrific. But from anyway, the time we got to the airport to the time we got back, it was just a laugh-a-rama. And what's great about it, though, Holy, you're going to tell us where we're going.
Yes.
But I want to say something. I was telling them this morning. We don't travel in a group. We don't have 40. You can go with people.
Off,
you know,
by yourself. If you
off
want,
by
sure.
yourself. If yeah. you don't feel like getting off the bus or you want to yeah. see something else, when we go into Killarney or we go into Galway or something, people say, hey, I want to shop. They go shopping.
Yeah.
And everybody's...
And there is a lot of time off.
There is time off. And everybody, yeah. we've been very lucky the last couple of years. Everyone got along really good.
We had some duds the first year.
Yeah, but it was the first year we didn't know what we were doing. Now yeah. it's no duds need apply.
No, now it's like a well-timed machine. You know how to
right.
run it. Yeah.
No duds need apply.
Yeah. Anyway, we arrive at Dublin, and then we take the bus to Dublin. We get on the train. We got our own private train car, and we're going to Galway. So that's how we begin the trip, which will be cool. We got our own private train car. We head to Galway. And then we get to Galway and walk outside the train station, and there's the Myrick Hotel. There we are. So we're going to have Katie Grennan with us the whole trip. She'll break out the fiddle and be playing the fiddle.
I talked to Katie yesterday.
Did you really?
How's she doing?
It was her birthday the other day.
I know, and I called her. She was just going into class. She's always got class.
Well, she's almost finished. She's a grad student at Carnegie Mellon.
Well, I've got an intern coming to work on Special Olympics from Carnegie Mellon. That's
what
I called her about. Yeah.
Oh. So, did she know her?
No, she did not. But Katie is just terrific, and
She's absolutely is.
All right, so we go to the Hotel Merrick, and then we go. The next day, we go to the Aran Islands on a boat. I guess that's the only way you can get there, right? 45-minute crossing to Inishmore, the largest of the Aran Islands. So we spend the whole day there.
I thought we were going to Ackle.
We're going to Ackle later. It's in another part of the island. Then the next day, we're in Westport.
John B. Keene, right?
Yeah, we're gonna stop by the Angler's Rest and see all the Monahans again. Then we go to Kong. Remember Kong or the Quiet
King
Man?
Kong. Yeah, huh? The Quiet Man.
No, the Quiet Man Tour. Yeah, we go there. And then that afternoon we arrive in Westport. Now, see, there the rest of the day is at leisure, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
In beautiful West Coast town of Westport. Day five, we get on and we go to Clew Bay. Oh, that's gorgeous.
That's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
It really is. And then we move over and go.
Where's Clew Bay again?
It's right outside Mayo.
Yes.
Westport.
Yeah.
And then we go get off and we go to Ackle Island, the largest Irish island linked to the mainland by bridge. Oh, can you go there by bridge? So it's lashed by the ocean, carved by the wind, and swept by the rain. Ackle is one of Ireland's most spectacular and beautiful places. And you'll be there with Skinny and Hooley.
Susan Kilbane, the teacher we had on the show.
Many years ago.
Her whole family's from Ackle Island.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Ah. Is she coming on the trip?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
You should tell her to come on the trip. But she's a Catholic school principal out in...
Is she?
Yeah, in Seattle, yeah.
Oh, she's not in Chicago anymore.
No, she left Chicago years ago.
Okay. And then, day six, we go to Kilronan Castle in Roscommon.
There's something for everybody.
And then we go to the shrine in Knock. That should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Get special indulgences there. And anyway, I'm telling
you. It's a great
trip. It's the greatest trip. It's the time of your life. It's the perfect time to have the time of your life. With Skinny and Hooley and Katie Grennan in Ireland, October 19th to the 26th. You're interested? Get in touch with our friend Sarah O'Malley at 773-527-0122.
And last year, you know
what
happened.
Oh, wait, I'm telling the phone number. Okay, don't cut me off.
Why you cut me off all the time?
Yeah, but this is important. Your stuff isn't. The phone number for the trip, very important. 773-527-0123. Sarah O'Malley, Diplomat Travel. Talked to her dad, Jim, today. He's setting me up for the trip to Florida. Got me a rental car, Skinny, for 3 days for $50. How unbelievable is that? And a big shout-out to Brian Coleman and his lovely wife, Patty, because they're helping me out with a place to stay in Fort Myers Beach. Looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, that should be fun, your film festival.
Yeah. I thought that was your brother John there for a second walking in the bar, but that's not him.
Oh, John's out south. He wasn't feeling too good today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that because he called me last night and says, hey, I'm coming tomorrow night.
I know. He got zonked last night. He got the flu real bad.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He called me this morning. He was wounded.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
But
there's our lovely waitress, Kasia.
Kasia, she's the best.
You know what, Skinny? Now, this is kind of an occasion because I haven't had a Guinness since January 8th. And I'm now on my second one.
That is an occasion.
They're
here.
So tasty. I thought, I have been missing them a lot. Okay, we have to take a break. We got to take a break on the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a South Side Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Hey, Hooley, we're
back.
Don't
you love that Riley's Daughter?
Oh, that's great. Terrific.
You know, I was there last week with Pickle, who just called us on the phone, and Brendan, and he showed me the new car, you know, the Bentley.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's so cool. So if you're having a wedding and you need a ride, that's...
Go to Riley's. They'll give you tell them Skinny.
Brendan O'Brien. Yeah. So what do you got, Skin?
Hey, Hooley, this coming Friday, April 28th, we have our opening ceremonies for our spring games at Soldier Field.
Oh, I'm going to miss that. I'm sorry.
Everyone's invited.
I go to that every year usually.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, come out to Soldier Field. We got 4,500 athletes.
Yeah, that's a gas.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of fun, and the kids, it's great. We put them all up on the big screen. We got 4,500 athletes. We got them from Misericordia. We got them from...
They all make the parade of athletes and everything.
It's just great. So it doesn't cost you anything. And you get free parking at Soldier Field, which is a miracle.
And they have usually hors d'oeuvres or something like that, or coffee or something.
Oh, yeah, they'll have something there.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay. But just come out and support the Special Olympics. And thanks to everybody for all the help that we always get.
What time is that, Skin?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Friday morning. Soldier Field.
Okay.
Free parking, come down. If you're not doing anything, take a ride down the lakefront. It's gorgeous. And we got the kids all, we were being sponsored by Wintrust Bank this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we got all the kids' sweatshirts for the spring games.
If you see Pat Morrissey, tell him we said hello.
Yes, I will. Yeah. I will.
And, the great Pat Morrissey.
The great. The great one.
He'll be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I met with Wintrust last week, and they came through.
There?
No.
Oh.
It was very good. So we want to thank Wintrust, and we want to thank all the coaches and all the people involved with Special Olympics. So we got that in. Very good.
Okay.
So, Hooley, what else is going on? Oh, going back to our trip.
Yes.
When you really interrupted me, here's what I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
That last year we had too many people. Remember, we had to turn
41 people.
I know,
yeah,
but we
sold
turned
out.
People away.
That's
and
right.
Send them to the other trip.
That's good because to tell people get in now.
Get in now
because we did have to turn people away and you'll get shut out. So you don't have this. I mean, you may think you got a lot of time. It's not till October, but we'll be closing it. What we do is from now on, we close it when we get enough people. And they said, that's it, you know.
Because you don't like it when you hit 40, you're right at the limit.
Let me give that number again. Sarah O'Malley, 773-527-0123. Say, I want to go, I want more information about the Skinny and Hooli Return to Heaven Tour.
And congratulations, you're going, okay, and we will
see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.